What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lamb. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lamb. I'll be sitting with Alvira from The Honor, Paper, Flowers, and More. She's an event planner from the city of Wilmington. She's just starting. She doesn't have a long time doing this, but she's very talented. I enjoy her backdrops. So I figured, if I like her stuff, I mean, there must be other people liking her stuff. And I know it's popping up in somebody else's feed. So why not give her a chance to promote herself a little bit? And that's exactly what I did. So we get to know her a little bit. We get to know why she started doing these paper flowers. Make sure you follow her at The Honor Flowers. So let me tell you how it's spelled, because I don't want to mess it up and then have her beat me up later on, or send one of her sons to beat me up. Not a fighter, guys. I'm not a fighter. So it's The Honor _ Paper Flowers and More. Okay. So it's The Honor, DEHONOR _ Paper Flowers and More. But you'll see the link on my Instagram directly, and you just click on it and it'll send you directly to her page. So yeah, very fun episode. I got to know her a little bit better. I didn't know that she was her family was involved in Wilmington for the longest. I really didn't know that. It was a nice I can't think straight, guys. I'm still sick, okay? Don't judge me. Very fun episode. I had her laughing. That's always a good thing when I have my guests laughing and having a good time. Then that's all that matters. That's not all that matters. If she gets business, that's what matters too. But I mean, for my part, if I have my guests laughing and having a good time, then it wasn't a waste of their time. I don't feel it's a waste of their time. So hopefully you guys book her for your next event. I mean, the holidays are coming, and we have so many things going on. We have to cook and clean and stuff. Why not let somebody else do the decoration for us, you know? Easy. One less thing for us to do, right? Alright, well, make sure you follow her. Hit her up. Tell her you got an event, and then tell her you heard the podcast. Hopefully, she comes back again. Hopefully when she's big, she's doing big things for big people, you know? She comes on. Alright, so, I'm still a little sick. Thank you guys for messaging me kind words that you feel, that you hope I feel better. I appreciate it. So a little bit about my week. So this week, actually, I recorded one episode. You know, I'm happy, and I released the bonus episode, the Halloween episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. It's pretty much me talking to Justin about it's pretty much me talking to Justin about one of his hunts. Halloween is his favorite day of the year. He loves it. Him and his girlfriend, they love it. So they do a lot of the haunted houses, the hunts, like Universal Studios, Not Scary Farm, 17 Doors, I think that's what it's called, and Blackout. And on that episode, I have him on talking about one of the hunts. And it really, I don't know, for some reason, like, I felt like I was in his shoes the whole time. So hopefully you guys got that vibe. If not, if you haven't heard it, make sure you go and listen to it, because it's going to come down in a couple of days. It's only for Halloween. So I'm hoping to have a Thanksgiving one. So far, I have nobody talking about Thanksgiving. So I'm scared about that, guys. Very scared. So, like I said, I didn't do anything. That's about it. That's the highlight of my week. I interviewed somebody. I hope you guys enjoy that one, but it's not going to come out till maybe a couple weeks from now. So, yeah, today's sponsor, the sponsor for this week's episode is Unknown Phenom. A little bit about Unknown Phenom. This is their words. Everything that you're going to hear is from them, okay? I'm reading it for them. The propaganda is rooted in the positive lifestyle of becoming your dream. By applying the concept of vision, belief, desire, and persistence, one is well in their way to creating their dreams into reality. Using clothes as the tool, spreading the positive to the public, Unknown Phenom promotes its propaganda through inspiring and motivating messages implemented in their design. The Phenom have set out on their mission with the purpose of letting the unknown be known. Unknown Phenom is about spreading the positive everywhere they set foot. Believe with conviction that our dreams are our only option. Everything else is just a distraction. Stay tuned as we bring the noise as we continue to evolve and revolutionize the world around us. Let your dreams be your guide. Damn, guys, check them out. They're new. They're not new, but they're a clothing brand. You might have seen a lot of their stickers, a lot of their propaganda all around the city of Wilmington, on the freeway, Harvard College. Anywhere you step, you'll see their propaganda. It's a positive clothing brand. They're spreading their message. So hopefully you guys go and catch and get one of their clothing. They're going to be participating in Synchronicity Volume Deuce, Volume 2. So if you want to know more about them, check them out at Unknown Phenom. And if you want to get their clothing, you could just go to Unknown Phenom on their Instagram. Or just go out, type in Unknown Phenom on Google and you should be able to get yourself a nice shirt or a hat or a beanie or whatever you guys want, guys. All right, guys. Well, did a lot of talking. Hopefully I didn't miss anything. Still sick, but I'm getting better. Thank you guys for caring about me so much. I appreciate it. Before I go, a reminder, please subscribe on Instagram. Please subscribe on Facebook. Please subscribe on iTunes and SoundCloud. Make sure you leave a 5-star review. And drop a comment. You're already there, might as well. Just say hi. Easy. Also, I have stickers. So if you want a sticker, make sure you DM me on my Instagram or send me a message on Facebook. Or you could just send me an email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. If like I said, just send me and I'll send it to you. With the stickers, I want to do like a collage, because I want to see where my stickers are, you know? So if you could please send them to me, to my Instagram or my Facebook, or just email them to me, or just post it on your account and tag me so I know it's up, and I'll screenshot it. And after that, if you want to delete it, then you can feel free. I just want to know where my stickers are. So all right, guys, so I'm going to leave you guys with that. Hopefully you guys enjoy the episode. Please participate. Send me those pictures of them stickers, and make sure you contact Elvira to book your next event. All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoy. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Today I'm sitting with Elvira from The Honor Flowers and More, correct?
Correct.
Got it. She thought I wasn't gonna get it. She gave me her card to make sure, you know, but see, I nailed it. You know, I'm a professional, guys. I'm a professional.
Yes, you did. All right,
so how's your day so far? Let's get to know, see how your day is.
It's going very good. Very good. Thank you for asking. And I'm actually very glad to be here interviewing with you. Finding getting together, and I know we kind of had a little conflict on our times, but this is very exciting. This is my first interview ever regarding my business.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I like to tell my guests, like, I'm pretty much the little baby steps, or like, you know, the warm-up until they get to like the big shows, like the Conan O'Brien show.
Oh, wow.
Or one of those, you know. Hopefully I see you there. You remember me, and you're like,
hey!
Yeah, you know, at least give me a little shout out, you know. Give
I sure podcast will. A little I mean, shout hey, out. He's the one that gave me my first, you know, my first gig.
He did it. He's the one that warned me up to know what not to do on the, you know, on the show.
Exactly.
Much. Yeah. So let's talk about the name. What's The Honor Paper and Flowers and More? Like, what's that about?
Well, The Honor is actually my married name, and so I wanted to make sure I incorporated that. And paper flowers and more just basically means that not only do I do paper flowers, but I also do different sorts of decoration and props and centerpieces, different stuff that maybe the client asks for. I basically do a backdrop decoration company that I started myself. I am running a very small business, as you can see, out of my home.
Yeah, that's good.
Which started basically as a hobby for my own grown children and my grandkids, and now it's basically blowing up.
That's good. I'm glad. I mean, we're pretty much at the same step. We're both starting out. I'm a traveling, I like to tell people, I'm a traveling clown. I go wherever they want me to go, you know?
Well, it kind of works the same way, because I have to travel wherever the client wants me to be and set up for it.
But. Yeah, so see, that's why my setup is just like nice and small, nice and tight. It all fits in a backpack, you know? Right. Wherever you need me, I'll go. Like you said, you know, like we had a little conflict of like we couldn't really, our schedules weren't meeting up. So,
right.
You know, I'm just glad that we got it, you know, we somehow synced up together and here we are, you know.
Exactly.
So you do event planning, right? How did you start doing that? Like what got your desire, I guess?
Years ago, as my kids started growing up and, you know, the parties changed from back in the day where, you know, it was just regular balloons and, you know, a regular cake that you would buy basically back in the days at your local grocery store or bakery, to full-blown backdrops, candy tables, centerpieces. And how I started kind of practicing was with my own kids. And I would get really good feedback. You know, a lot of their friends and families would ask, like, hey, who did your parties? Who did all this stuff for you? Like, who did your backdrops? And they would be like, hey, Mom, you got really good feedback. Why don't you actually think of, you know, doing this and getting
business.
Yeah, as a small business and making some money for it. I was kind of, you know, as it is, we're our own highest critic.
Yeah.
We really criticize our own work. And that was basically where I was at. And I kind of got into my head a couple years ago. One of my grown kids actually got pretty sick. So I took some time off. And believe it or not, this became a form of de-stressing.
Well, that's good.
I started doing the flowers. I started just taking pictures of them and, you know, hanging them on the walls and stuff. And I started getting really good feedback. Hey, can you do my party? Can you do this? Can you do my baptism? Can you do baby showers? And I was kind of nervous at first because, of course, you only do it for your family.
Yeah.
But the more I started doing it, the more I started getting into it. And I think, you know, I've got pretty good, you know, line of clientele now.
Yeah, that's good. So was it like tearing up all those pieces of paper just like got your stress out? Like, or like Edward Scissorhands flying, like paper flying everywhere? Like,
well, I'm also a full-time nurse.
Okay.
And which is very hectic at all, you know, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I took that time off, I kind of like would just kind of go in my garage every day and just start tracing and cutting. And the more I started doing it, the more I said, well, wait a minute, I can do this in this color, I can do that in that. And I wasn't selling them at first, I was just taking pictures, and it just started blowing up. And my kids were like, Mom, you really don't realize how good your work is. And at first I thought, well, yeah, they're my kids, you know, what else are they gonna say? You know, but you know what, their friends started asking, and I started making, you know, the first time I actually rented one out, I was like, oh, wow, I can actually get money out of this.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it worked out. It actually started working out. And now as you sit here in my garage, you can probably think, oh, my God, this woman has like a, it used to be my husband's man cave.
Yeah.
And now he walks in and he's like, well, wait a minute, what happened? Where did it all go?
Yeah.
So it's actually, you know, becoming full blown.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of used to this. Like, to tell you the truth, my aunt, she's into like scrapbooking. So that's pretty much how she has it. Like, she has pictures everywhere, like frames, you know, like it's pretty, I mean, to me, this is like, oh, it's like going to my aunt's house.
Well, you know what? I do scrapbooking, which my daughter Birdie, as you know, she used to call me the cat lady because I would drag them to scrapbooking conventions.
Yeah.
And she would be like, the only thing you need is a cat sweatshirt and then you will fit in perfectly.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do, though.
I mean, to distress and pretty much get away from like your everyday things. Like,
Time flies, and the most important thing to me is when the client tells you, you know, your customer is actually looking at your work and telling you, you know what, you have made a beautiful thing for my daughter or for my granddaughter or my grandson, and that is actually the best time. Yeah. You know, of all the hard work that you put in, is hearing that good feedback and thinking that, you know what, you're going to be in those family pictures forever. Like, your backdrop's going to be there from here to 20, 30 years, or maybe something new came out. You know, but your backdrop's always going to be there as part of their good memory.
Especially right now with, like, that age of technology where everything's on Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
Like it wasn't like back in the day when, like, you would take a picture on a piece of paper and you would forget it. Like, now it's like forever, you know. It's like,
so you can't get away from that. Yeah. So that's why you need to be careful exactly what you put.
And there's like carbon copies inside. Like you delete it off your computer, but somehow it still ends up there.
Yeah, exactly how it is.
So how long have you been, like, how long have you had this business open, going with this business?
Well, I started about, I would say, less than a year ago when I actually started selling stuff, but I've been doing it for about 5 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Wow. So it's actually blown up little by little.
Yeah.
I'm located here in the city of Wilmington and born and raised here, family as well. I started off working in the community. The Wilmington Community Clinic.
That's where you started working as a nurse?
Where I started working as a nurse. I went after to Little Company of Mary and used to do a lot of community services and, you know, teach high school students on STDs, and which my grown kids really didn't like because I ended up at Banning.
Imagine that.
So imagine your mother walking in and saying, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be your section, you know, sex ed teacher for today. So that wasn't really thrilling.
So that's how we met.
Right? I probably gave you a pack of condoms and said, look.
Nah, that never happened. I mean, I don't know why, but none of my teachers gave me condoms.
Well,
probably they knew that I would have never been made.
Yeah, hey. I feel sorry for you. Oh, you were the kid in the back.
Yeah, with the hoodie. Just, you know,
just saying, like, damn.
With my headphones on, writing poetry, you know.
No, yeah, but we did a lot of stuff. I learned a lot from the community, not only because I lived and grew up here as well as my family, but all of my kids have grown here, lived here. They all went to Banning, and, you know, I have 5 children, and my youngest is now 21. And now I'm doing a lot of stuff for the grandkids, and it's been wonderful. My husband as well is lucky to work here in Wilmington, and so we're basically close by and still very involved with our community.
That's good.
You know, and seeing a lot of the people that you're interviewing is actually giving us a lot of knowledge of the new generation and what they're doing out there here in your city. And it's very nice to know that, you know, people like you are actually taking the time to interview these new artists and painters and poets. You know, maybe people don't take them as seriously as they should.
I mean, but for some reason, like, I feel like they make a mistake by coming on my show. Like, not even because, like, I'm nobody, basically, and they're super talented. Like, man, like, you really want to come on here? Like, are you sure? Like, I usually tell them, like, listen to the show first. Make sure this is something you want to be associated with.
Well, wait a minute. You didn't warn me about that, okay?
That's true.
You didn't give me that heads up.
Well, you're pretty much the one I tricked.
Oh, okay. Okay,
I tell them after I record. I tell them. You know, before I put it up on the internet, you know, the time. Okay, well, now that you know how the interview went, are you sure you want me to release it?
Oh my God! Yeah. See, but I should have done my homework with you.
But so far, everybody's agreed. So I hope you won't be one of the ones that tells me no.
Oh no! But I've actually looked up a lot of people that you've interviewed, and they're very young talent that's coming up around, you know, the city of Wilmington. And it's very, very nice to know that we, you know, I'm speaking for myself, but we all have children that grew up here, and you're part of that generation. And, you know, a lot of you are just trying to come out, get your work out there. And it's very nice, besides hearing all the negative stuff that usually comes out of our city and our community.
Well, yeah, that's basically why I started it, because I kind of wanted that to be like that stigma of like Wilmington being ghetto and full of gangs and, you know, all that bad stuff. Like, I wanted to show another side to, like, women. You got painters, musicians, business owners that they're not about that. You know, they're actually trying to help the community, like Synesthesia, Liz.
Yes.
Like right now she's throwing some art, like paint nights, and like she's trying to help the community. It's pretty much, she wants her shop, her business, to be a safe zone for families to be able to, like, at least on Friday nights, to be able to spend some time together. Because she understands that, you know, we all live hectic lives, and parents usually have to work a very busy schedule, you know, right. And the kids are going to school, and it's really hard to, like, bond with them at times. It's
true, especially nowadays when everything's all computer and, you know, technology. And she's also providing a safe haven, you know, where families, you know, can go, and maybe they don't understand what their kids are into. Yeah. And, you know, they're trying, it's a form of expression.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of, let's say Hispanic families don't really understand, you know, hey, my kid's into art, and they're thinking, well, they're probably wasting their time. But once, if they go and they have a place to actually go and visualize where their kids and what they're trying to do, you know, they probably have a better, you know, way of learning where their kids are coming from.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm just trying to do my part, you know, trying to do my little bit. I'm that little piece of, you know, sand. But hopefully I get into somebody's tires and drop them, and, you know, to at least pay attention to something, you know.
Hey, I'm grateful. I mean, who knows? Maybe there's clients out there who probably reach out after hear your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the whole goal of this whole thing. Like, I don't want your episode just to sit there. I want people to listen to it and give them an option. Like, myself, I'm not a creative person whatsoever. So, like if I have a party, if I want to throw a party or something, like, hey, you know, I know somebody that kind of does this, like, I'm into this, oh, she's into this, well, maybe we could come together and do something, you know.
My
goal is pretty much to, like, have one of my guests pretty much collaborate with another guest, and you know, once one of my guests collaborates with another one, I'm happy, because I did what I was supposed to do, what I felt I wanted to do to start with, you know. Like, somebody noticed the other person. They notice each other and, like, oh, you know, I like your stuff. Or, oh, I like your stuff. Pretty much, if I wouldn't have done this, like, they probably wouldn't have heard of each other.
Exactly.
So I'm pretty much like, that, you know, that whatever.
Little driveway, window that opens up to open communication, you know, to different businesses and different, you know, maybe people are, like I said, myself, I'm trying to grow my business.
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of confuse paper flower backdrops to only be services provided to women. We don't do just, you know, because there's so many small businesses out there on Instagram, all you see is paper flowers, but we do a lot of backdrops for boys, for even men. Like, it's not just about the flowers, you know. We actually provide backdrops for different types of men. I've had bachelorette parties, and, you know, I'm not gonna go put a flower on there, you know, for him, but there's different ways of doing backdrops for different, you know, men and women and children and stuff.
So, like, can you give us, like, a little bit of, like, examples, I guess, of some backdrops that you would design for, like, certain themes, I guess?
Well,
and do you do the designing yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
So I actually have my Cricut machine and Silhouette machines that I use, and those are the types of machines that I've had to invest to actually help me with my business. Mm-hmm. And they're a great help, because if I didn't have them, I really couldn't do that much. For examples, I just did one this weekend. I did a beautiful baby shower. It was the first time I actually got to incorporate butterflies. And you kind of think about it. Oh, wow, you got to, you know, kind of sometimes even not even sit with the client, because a lot of times it's by message. And, you know, they're messaging on Instagram, or, you know, so you kind of have to visualize in your mind, you know, what this client wants. You know, she didn't want, like, a purple, she didn't want, like, a pink, she didn't want, like, a, you know, she wanted very soft color. So you kind of have to make sure that, you know, you are visually in your mind what that client wants. And you know what, they're very happy with the results. I thought it was beautiful. I was able to incorporate, and like I said, by the time you go and pick up, and all that feedback that you get from not only the client but their guests, you know, they're coming up to you and say, you know what, you did a beautiful job, you made everything look so beautiful, it was just And that's what brings a smile and everything's so worthwhile. Because like when you walked in, you brought in your equipment and you were mentioning how easy it is to just put everything in your backpack. Yeah. I'm totally different. I have to put stuff in the back of my truck and make sure my flowers don't get damaged. So a lot of people say, oh, they look at the flowers and they think, ah, it's so easy. You know, she just makes a flower and then she goes, no. The whole process takes about, I would say, a good week, depending on the size of the party or the event that they're having. It could take a week to even 3 weeks for me to even start working on their flowers. Each flower can take up to an hour just to make.
I imagine, I mean, I could see some of them and they seem like they're very meticulous. You gotta like spend a lot of time just on the petal, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's, I mean, like how much, like one flower, like ballpark, like how many like petals do you have to do for one flower?
It depends on the size, but a regular flower can take me up to, I would say, 32 petals. Wow. And that's just the small one.
And that's cutting and
all cutting, tracing, and you wouldn't believe how many times or how many burns I've had off of a glue gun.
I can't imagine, because I mentioned, I'm not very good at creating my own things. So I actually glued my own fingers together a couple times.
And it's been pretty bad. The last one that I had was someone came in and talked to me and I accidentally turned around and, oh my God, two of my fingers were so damaged. I mean, I was like, oh my God. And I couldn't stop because I had to keep on working. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Please don't come and talk to me. So I have to be careful when it comes to stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, it's a beautiful thing. I have different sizes of backdrops. I have 6 footers, a wide, 4 footers. I have round ones, oval shapes. There's so many different services that I provide and different backdrops for different and many occasions. I mean, I have people booking me for birthday parties for maybe their 80-year-old grandmother, or you know, a bachelorette party, or you know, a wedding, or quinceañeras, or baptism. So it's a very nice thing to see and go and just kind of, you know, you're going to be part of that family and you expect good services, because the way I see it, you know what, I would want someone to provide a good service for me.
Yeah.
Because like you said, that's something that's special. That's your occasion. It doesn't matter how simple it might be to someone else. But I want to make sure that I give them the best and quality service that I can provide to any of my customers. Yeah. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, so let's play a little role-playing game right here. Like, pretend I'm one of your clients, all right? So, what are some questions that you would ask me in order to like make my special day even that more special?
Oh, okay. Well, let's see, Angel. What day are you planning your
4th of July?
Oh, 4th of July. Okay.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Oh, it's a birthday. Okay. And are you having a particular theme? Are you doing a 4th of July theme or?
Not really. Just, oh, that'd be a super dumb answer, right? Not really. Just, you tell me, what do you think?
Okay, well, if usually the customer doesn't have any idea, I kind of start throwing ideas at them. Like, are you planning to do, like, if you're not having a theme, is there a favorite color that you like?
I like gold and black.
Oh, gold and black?
Yeah.
I would figure it would be black and red.
No. Why? Because I'm wearing red right now? No.
No, because like, black and gold are usually Pedro colors, and I'll black and red.
Nah, not really. Nah. Well, I like gold. I mean, who doesn't like gold? It's shiny. I like shiny things, basically. If we put foil paper, I'll be distracted for a good minute, you know?
Okay, so we know where you're short term.
Yeah, I get distracted very easily.
Okay, so then what I would do is actually throw some little ideas, like say, okay, Angel, well, if you want some black and gold, we can actually either... Do you like any team in particular?
Like the Galaxy, the LA Galaxy.
Oh, so see? Instead of making flowers, we do...
like the symbol?
There you go. What I do is called a rosette.
Okay.
It's a different... It's kind of like a circle, and it looks like a fan.
Okay.
And what I do is I put the theme or the emblem of that team, you know, and I put them all around your backdrop, and I also provide the candy tables. So what I do is I incorporate the candies that you want, the colors, which I guess galaxy would be
blue, white, and yellow.
Blue, white, and yellow. So I would incorporate those colors for your team, and then make sure that you have a really nice setup.
But they're really close to the Rams, and I'm not really into football. You know, I wouldn't want to be associated with that.
Well, no, it would have the emblem of your galaxy.
True, that's true. So, what, like, let's say we get M&M's, like, you would go to the M&M store and tell them, I want the emblems on all the M&M's?
Well, yeah.
You're hired.
You can actually custom M&M's nowadays, yeah, know, so that's even pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow. I think she got herself a job for next year, right, guys?
Oh, there you go. I'm ready.
So, like, how stressful is it that, like, I mean, you gotta feel the pressure sometimes. Like, man, like, I gotta... Let me rephrase that question. Do you ever feel the pressure? Like,
I do. I can give you a good example. As a matter of fact, this weekend, I am doing my ex... She's my ex-boss. And I'm talking about over 20-something years ago when I used to work at the Wilmington Community Clinic. She still works there. She actually does most of her family events. Okay. So she actually did my wedding, and I was very honored when she asked me to do her mother-in-law's 80th birthday. So to me, that's a big pressure. I feel really kind of stressed because I'm like, I want to make a very good impression the way she's made on me.
Yeah.
So, you know, she kind of sets the bar kind of high.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know she has very good taste. So ever since she asked me, it's been like, oh my god, I really have to do a very, very good job.
Yeah.
I really want to make sure that she loves it.
Is she helping you at all? Like,
she gave me the color. She sent me the invitation, and she actually came over and talked to me, and she said, look, this is what we're looking for. Just go by the invitation. I know you can do a good job. You know, pretty much.
She has faith in you. That's
yeah,
good.
She does. And so that's kind of like, okay. So,
yeah.
Like I said, you know, I have that. And then I have my niece's 15th birthday. So I have those two huge events this weekend. So it is kind of like a stressful situation because, you know, you want everyone to really like your work.
Yeah.
And especially because they're so close.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, like, what do you do? Like, I mean, this started as your, like, the compressing thing, like, how you would, you know, relieve that stress.
Yes.
So, like, I mean, your stress reliever, it's pretty much now the stress maker. So, what's your other, what's another way that you pretty much, like, relieve that stress?
You know what makes it all better, even though I'm working my way up to, you know, like I said, I'm stressed throughout the whole week because I want to make sure that I get it done and it looks nice. And even before I don't set it up at the event, I'll set it up here at home. And I want to make sure, like, okay, I set it up here to give it, you know, a final look. Mm-hmm. And I said, if whatever I don't like, I have to change. This is the time to do it.
Yeah.
But once I get there and I see everything set up, it's just like a big, you know, sigh of relief. And you're like, you know, it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, I imagine.
So it doesn't matter what I went through the whole week or a couple of weeks just to get there. Once you see it there, it's a really sign of relief, and it makes everything so worthwhile.
Yeah, I bet.
That's the way I see it.
Have you encountered any, like, problems, like, any of the events you've had? I understand how you don't want to talk, like, specifically, but just broad. Like, give me a broad time that it happened. You don't have to tell me the event or who it was for. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the person... No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I did learn by error is I needed to start sending out, like, contracts.
Okay.
You know, even though if I know the person is... I needed to start sending out a contract because, you know, I do sell packages of flowers. I just don't do backdrops. But a lot of people will just order just a bunch of flowers, right? So based on that, I had to actually start doing that because I did have a wedding that I did. And unfortunately, I guess, and this is their words, not mine. They said, well, you know what? We're so sorry. We have, a bunch of chunky family, and they started taking everything. And I'm like,
oh, so they took your stuff.
And I'm like, oh my God, good thing I had it in the contract.
Yeah.
You know, and if I wouldn't have had that, then I don't know what, basically would have been screwed.
So
you know?
What did they take? They took.
They actually...
Sorry for interrupting before you go on that. Mm-hmm. So the flowers, you bring them back to you, or do you keep, they keep going?
No, when you rent the backdrop, you're actually renting the whole backdrop with the flowers, because you have to do whatever color flowers of theme they're asking for.
Okay.
So it includes the flowers. They don't get to keep them, but if they do want to purchase them, they can purchase them separately.
Okay.
But part of my contract is if anything gets damaged or stolen, they have to replace and pay for each flower that's been damaged or stolen.
Okay.
So when I got there, a lot of them were missing.
Yeah.
And not only that, I had rented out, like, you know, runners and stuff, and family members were taking them or actually took some of them. And so it was kind of sad because, you know, the couple had to basically replace and pay for a lot of their stuff.
Damn.
And so it's kind of stuff like that that kind of makes you like, oh, you know, I'm good. I'm glad that I actually started giving them contracts and they're aware ahead of, you know, ahead of time that if anything does get damaged or stolen, because backdrops, we have to make them by hand.
Yeah.
They're made all of out of wood. And so that takes a lot of time, and it is costly. So, but but very rarely I've had that happen. I would say maybe like twice.
Oh, okay. So I mean, I imagine you have a lot of flowers. Like, I don't see all these flowers. Like, where do you keep them at? Because, I mean, if they're not keeping them, you must be storing, like, you've been doing this for 5 years. So you must be storing 5 years worth of flowers somewhere.
Well, wait a minute. You haven't seen the other room that I have in my garage.
So that's where you keep all the roses and everything else.
Yes, there's a full room that used to be an exercise room. We used to have two workout machines in there. And I had to get rid of one machine because I'm stacking up not only of flowers, but I have so many dessert trays and props that I use for my candy tables and stuff. Like, you can see I have a bunch of crates. I have all kinds of different knickknacks that I use for all my centerpieces. So that's basically taken over most of my garage. But a lot of the times people actually come back and say, hey, we want to purchase them for, let's say I do a baby shower and they love the flowers. They're like, can we just buy the flowers so we can hang them in on the baby's nursery?
Oh, cool.
And that's really nice because, you know, they'll send me the pictures after and they'll be like, look, this is how the flowers ended up looking. So that's how I get rid of a lot of the flowers after people will purchase them, and they'll send me a message. Hey, I seen you posted a backdrop that you did a couple weeks ago. Are the flowers available for sale? So that kind of helps me out.
That's cool. So tell me your husband, he does this move. Because if I was your husband, I'd be making this move all the time. Like, tell me your husband goes to the back, and instead of getting you real flowers, he just gets you a bunch of the flowers you just made and gives it to you. Because that's the move I would make.
You know what?
If he's listening,
I'm not going to let him listen to this. He's never thought of that. Yeah. But you know what? No.
See, I thought of that right now.
Yes, you did.
So, I mean, that's a good... I mean, guys, make some flowers for your wife, your girlfriend, and you never have to buy flowers again.
You know what? It's actually not a bad idea, because I had this one guy that I know from my job. He sent me a message. He says, you know what, my girlfriend, you know, is there anything you can make for her? You know, she has her own cubby and or in her office and stuff. And he goes, can you make her flowers? These are the colors she loved. And I actually did it, and she loved them. She said, you know what, this was so gorgeous. It made her cubby just stand up. And a lot of people are asking me for their offices, for business, like if I can make them some flowers, and, you know, they'll promote my business. And I'll be like, sure, why not?
I mean, I'm only saying that because, I mean, real flowers die. And, you know, like, these flowers are going to last forever until they decompose, pretty much. But if you take care of them, they'll never decompose.
You know what? Don't miss...
I'm giving you business, pretty much. I'm telling people to come to you and make them flowers. So I think I'm helping. I'm not helping you with your husband, but I'm helping everybody else.
Well, don't underestimate... You know, women still like fresh flowers, at least, you know, once in a while. But... But sure, if any guys out there looking for something nice to give to their girlfriend, hit me up and I'll give you a good, you know, deal on a package, maybe for your girlfriend's bedroom or her office or, you know, something. And I'm sure she'll love it.
Yeah, see, I just gave you a business idea that you
never
thought
of. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. There you go.
See, I'm already helping, guys. Yes. I'm already helping. I'm not just taking people's times away. I'm actually trying to give them alternatives, you know, to improve their business.
Yeah, you are. So I expect an order from you, Angel.
Okay.
Put you on the spot now,
Okay. which event that you've done so far has been the most successful one in your mind? You know, I'm pretty sure you're gonna say when this event that you're doing for your old boss, when that one comes through, that I'm pretty sure that's gonna be the most successful in your mind, because I mean that's a big accomplishment. I mean, right. Especially coming from like a person that you admire, you know, you hold up high, you know.
Yeah.
But like before, I mean, that event hasn't happened yet. So let's talk about the events that have. Like, which one have you considered like the most successful and why?
I would tell you, I actually have two.
Okay.
And I will let you know why. Okay. The first one was for I did a real beautiful crowned first birthday for one of my granddaughters. And at first, when I kind of pitched the story, you know, the idea to her, and I said, hey, you know, let's do some crowns. And, you know, my daughter was kind of like, no, you're kind of doing it a little bit too overboard, you know, and I go, let me just do what I need to do. And then once you see everything set up,
yeah,
because she kept on seeing all the work that I was doing. She's like, Mom, you're doing too much work. I said, let me just. My mind just goes when they give me an idea. I just don't do.
You run with it, right?
I run with it, and my kids are like, well, wait a minute, we're just doing something small. Okay, yeah, whatever. I don't hear small.
There's no small with grandmas and grandpas.
No, there's no small. So I just kind of like do in my head, like, okay, as long as they give me a theme, and I'm like, look, this is it. I'm on the hunt. So that was one of them, which was my granddaughter's Aubrey's first birthday, because the crowns came out beautiful. It was a soft pink and gold with draping, and everyone just loved it. And the second one was my daughter-in-law's baby shower. And I actually handmade her centerpieces. They were actually little pregnant mannequins, mm-hmm. and they were used as jewelry holders, which we actually raffled at the end. Uh-huh. And the women loved it. And you know how women are, when they come out with centerpieces, they start fighting. But
what was the contract about? That contract, never mind.
I didn't give them a contract?
I was trying to make it be funny, but that didn't work.
No, I didn't give them a contract. They know better than that. Yeah. They know how I am when it comes to my stuff.
But it was your idea to raffle them, right? Because...
Oh, no. And I did do it because, I mean, there were so many of them. I just wanted something to be able to give them. Because, you know, baby showers, a lot of time they give like a little gift or thank you for coming or whatever. Yeah. So that was actually very nice for everyone to take home. Kind of like, you know, a little jewelry holder. And it looked like a pregnant girl, mm-hmm. you know. So it was pretty nice. Everyone loved it. Yeah. And most importantly, my daughter-in-law loved it. So those are kind of like the two best that I've done so far. It was a lot of work, but at the end, it came out so beautiful.
I could only imagine like, their boyfriends or husbands, like, you know, they're not pregnant yet, like their wives haven't had a kid, and then they come out with a big, like a pregnant woman, you know, like don't get any ideas, they had so much fun.
And I do, and I actually have this huge mannequin that I custom kind of fixed myself, and I made her into a little pregnant. I kind of, you know, made her a baby bump, and I put it next to a candy table, and it's been a hit. Everyone's really loved that.
Yeah, that's
people
cool.
keep asking it for. Oh, can you know we run out the baby bump mannequin? I'm like, sure, you can. You know, I'll just throw it in there for them.
You should make a baby like a pregnant suit now for Halloween. You know, it's coming. You can scare a lot of boyfriends there,
right?
Husbands,
or they can scare a lot of people, huh?
Or they could just pretend they're like La Lotería del Borracho or something like that, you know?
Oh, well, I don't know if you've seen on my Instagram page.
The backdrop?
The Lotería backdrops. Yeah. So all those are available to rent as well. Those are actually made by my dad.
Okay.
He custom makes a lot of my stuff by hand. Oh, that's cool. Very talented. Very, very talented. So I'm kind of lucky.
Does he draw them by hand? Or?
Yes, he actually painted them by hand. He's very, very very meticulous about his painting.
It came out really good,
and he has a lot of patience. I don't know how he has so much patience. My Selena would have looked like a two-headed sea monster or whatever, but but he had so much patience, and I've gotten so many compliments. And as a matter of fact, I just delivered them yesterday to a friend, and she's gonna use them this weekend for her I think her mother-in-law's birthday party. but they've been a hit.
That's cool.
A lot of people told me, like, you know, we haven't seen these before, and they're very, very nice.
Yeah. So what do you like most about your job, about doing this?
What I like is I just like the ideas that are coming out, you know, in my head. I kind of, you know, it's given me a chance to kind of express myself by doing, you know, different ideas of flowers or backdrops. It's given me a you know, kind of like something I didn't think I had in me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people who paint, they have a visual in their head and they get to put it on a canvas.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my way of expressing my ideas. I put them on a backdrop, you know, and it gives me a chance to kind of, you know, kind of visualize the stuff that I can really, I'm capable of doing. And it's been great. It's been very great. I love it.
I mean, that's your art pretty much.
It is my art pretty much. You're so right. Yeah, so it is my art.
It's like an artist rents a room pretty much. That you don't even have to rent the room. People rent the room for you, and you get to put your art there, you know?
It's true. It is actually true. I mean, a lot of people come up to me and say, hey, how did you do this? You know, how do you get the time to do it? I mean, sometimes, I'll be out here and time flies, and next thing you know, it's like 12 midnight or 1 o'clock, and I'm still out here, like, doing flowers. And it just, you're not thinking about anything else but your flowers and how nice they're looking. I mean, yeah, I sometimes ask the help of my kids, but I think they're getting burned out. You know, they're like, look at me and hey, can you help me trim them? Be like, oh man, like, you know.
I think like cutting, I feel like helps me de-stress pretty much.
It does. Like cutting. But I'll tell you one thing, I've had to invest in special scissors because at the beginning it would cramp like up your hands. Well, not carpal tunnel, but it would cramp up your hands because there's a lot of cutting involved. Yeah. So regular scissors really don't kind of like...
So you get the ones you don't even have to
No, I actually found special scissors that actually you don't have to put your... So you just kind of like... You're just squeezing down gently and
So it has like a spring, right?
It has a spring and it's not hurting your wrist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so... You know, you find stuff out there you don't even know.
Like, I bet, like, most of the stuff you found it, like, on your scrapbook conventions, right?
Yeah, you know what? They have so much stuff. Or, let me just give you another example. These are vegetable cutter scissors.
These, like... They're, like, what, 4 blades? The scissors were, like, 4 blades, right?
5
blades?
5.
Wow.
And it's, like, Edward Scissorhands. Yeah. It's exactly what it looks like. But it's actually a vegetable cutter. Mm. And so, these scissors actually have helped me... So much, like, you know, when I have to cut a lot of slices on paper. So, so it's you know, different tools that you kind of bump out, you know, and find out there, and you just purchase them and actually make your life a little bit easier.
Have you had to customize your own, like, tool? Like,
I'm actually, you know what? Speaking of which, I'm trying to learn and teach myself how to cut foam.
Okay, like with the wire, with the hot wire.
Yeah, with the hot wire. So. They're kind of expensive machines. Mm. So I found the machine. So I'm kind of thinking of having my dad kind of make it into, you know, like a little platform. And because foam cutting is very... You have to have a lot of patience. Mm. So, and that's... Sometimes I do kind of get frustrated. I'm like, yeah, forget it.
Have you tried doing it with, like, getting a metal piece of wire and then getting, like, on a lighter or something, just doing it that way? I've never tried, so don't take my advice. I'm just asking, have you tried?
No, but I know there's a way where you can have it stand, and you just kind of glide the foam through it, and then you actually print out the letter and you clip it on there, and then you just glide the foam through it, and it starts giving you the shape of the letter. You're basically tracing the letter with the foam cutter because it's hot.
Yeah, yeah. So I would think it's one of those machines that, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. Maybe you're going to see me doing it with my hands, but the listener won't. It's kind of like where you put wood in the middle, clamp, right? Like a clamp.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, right? Oh, okay.
So you have to have a lot of patience because if you mess it up, then there goes your whole foam and then you have to start all over again.
I imagine. And good thing I'm sticking to podcasting. I don't have to do all that.
I do a lot of my own spray painting. I have to paint. I'm constantly spray painting or painting backdrops or changing colors on stuff like gold, pink, or whatever the customer is asking me. So I've learned how to spray paint. I learned how to use a electric screwdriver or, you know, stuff that I wouldn't use typically.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned how to use myself, you know, because if my husband's not here to do it, then, hey, I got to do it myself. So, but it's nice. It's actually nice to do kind of hands-on stuff like that.
So, like, you're talking about spray painting. Have you ever, like you go on the street, you see, like, somebody tagging something, you're like, man, I could do better, and just start doing, going on top of them or something?
I believe my stuff actually looks nicer. I don't go tagging in the street.
You start doing flowers and stuff.
Right? I should. I should just go over them and then do flowers.
And then just put your at the on the flowers, you know, where they can find it.
Yeah, then I'll have the police knocking on my door.
Well, they can't prove you did it. You
right?
Know? Like with my stickers. Like, if somebody gets a sticker and puts it somewhere it's not supposed to be, it's not my fault they did it.
They did it.
As long as you're not dumb enough to leave, like, you start spitting on it to leave the DNA or something, you know?
True CSI there.
Yeah.
No, I've actually, you know what I did like that I started seeing a lot in our community, which was, I think, 2 years ago, is the new art they started putting all over Wilmington, like on the light boxes.
I know a couple of them that Miss Yellow did one of those. A couple of my featured guests, they've done them. Actually, they're the ones that, like, the one I Trish Toledo, I think her husband, he's the one that did the one right in front of Foster Freeze, that box, the electrical.
That's the one I'm talking about. And I seen the other one on PCH, like, going right up the bridge.
Yeah, and there's one by Banning with Mr. Woodhall, something like that.
Yeah. But those are the kind of stuff that, you know, looks nice. And, you know, unfortunately, we have all these youngsters that go around and then, you know, they go and ruin it. But the first time I seen it, I remember I told my daughter, I'm like, you know what? This is so cool.
Yeah.
I really thought it was very beautiful. Yeah. I mean, to see the same art is like, wow. You know, who's doing this? Yeah. I was like, who's painting all these? Yeah. And she's like, oh, I think I know. And she showed me who it was. And I'm like, you know what? They're doing amazing work.
Yeah. I mean, like I mentioned, like my goal is to get all these artists that are like trying to doing positive things, like shining a light on them. So a couple of the ones I've actually like interviewed, they've actually done those boxes. They painted those boxes.
Well, you
it's
know
by
what?
The city. The city's the one that hires them. And also there's I have a couple, like, I know a couple people. You know the mural that's over there at Waha Park?
Yeah.
So there's a group of people that, whenever they tag over it, they go and they fix it. Like, they paint it how it's supposed to be. Like, they go over it with the right, like, with the right colors and stuff. Oh, it's a group of people
that actually volunteer and do all that.
Yeah, I think that I don't even know their name, but they're associated. If you guys remember Marlene Tafoya, I think one of her brothers is involved in that program.
Really?
Yeah.
And see, that's the kind of stuff that we need here in Wilmington. Yeah. I mean, of course, we're going to have, you know, kids are into trouble and stuff, but you know, we need to start getting our kids more involved in positive and productive things.
Hey, that's the goal, pretty much. That's the goal. Hopefully, like, we inspire somebody through this podcast to help somebody else and put them in the right track to actually do some positive with the art. Because I mean, whether you like it or not, some of the people that are doing all this tagging and stuff, they do have some kind of talent, you know?
Right.
They're just not applying it the positive way.
Exactly.
You know,
the positive
where people are actually going to appreciate it, because they're doing it like in somebody else's home or
property.
And, you know, that person doesn't want them. Maybe if you go and ask them, like, hey, you mind if I see your walls, like, really nice? I think I can make it look pretty. Like, can I do something? Maybe that person would be more willing to, you know, keep it there than you're just busting.
I totally agree.
You know, busting like a something that, like, it's sick. You take a picture, but then that's all you're going to have. And you pretty much, you can't show people, because if you show the wrong person, that person's going to go to the cops, or it might be their property. And, you know, you got yourself in trouble. So it won't be really appreciated, you know, as
I know. Should. It's like the, what was it that, that painting they did on, that's the store, the Maravilla?
No, I don't know.
It's right off on L Street.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful mural that's been there since, I believe, the 80s. And someone just went, I know they remodeled it and they redid it. They did a whole project. It was last year. And someone just went over and just ruined it and tagged it. And now they're going to have to retouch it again. So stuff like that is kind of like, you know what? People really need to think about, you know, we shouldn't be destroying our own city. You know, we should be proud of where we live and where we come from.
I say you go on the streets and just start hitting up all those taggings that people aren't supposed to do. Just go over them, make them look pretty. Do some flowers.
Do a flower. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and do a flower.
That's going to be like your statement. Do like Zorro with the Z.
There you go.
Deep. You're going to be the honor with the flower. You know?
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
More ideas, guys. More and more ideas. Come on. Come to me if you need ideas. I'm not good at applying them myself, but I'll let you have them all, you know? So like how far, like how long, like how much time do you need in order to like plan an event?
Well, I usually tell my customers, I'll give you an example. I have someone hit me up on Facebook last week and they said, oh, well, we need 2 orders of 15 flowers for next Saturday. And I'm like, okay. And I'll just let them know. I said, I will not start any project unless the customer actually pays a deposit.
Yeah.
Because then I've had customers where they've actually wanted to order stuff, even if they're friends, you know, they'll order stuff and they'll be like, oh, okay, well, never mind, we're not going to do it. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work to do only in 1 week, but I have done it. But I usually do require at least a month in advance.
Okay.
You know, depending on the type of, let's say, backdrop and whatever theme they want. Because some themes are pretty easy. Some things I can do my own, and some things require for me to actually do a little bit of more research and actually get, you know, purchase stuff from outside vendors and stuff. So it all depends, but I usually do like to require at least a month in advance.
So let me ask you, why flowers? Like, why not origami like birds? Like, why did you choose to do flowers?
That's a good question.
I'm full of them. I'm full of questions.
Okay.
Conceited rich, full of myself. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Let's see. Why flowers? The reason I decided to do flowers was because I was doing the backdrops with the drapes.
Okay.
And you know, you have to, it's just exactly like your poles in your microphone. Uh-huh. You have to go and set up the tall poles and hang their curtains, and it's more, you're dragging more stuff, and it was actually a little bit more harder to do. And I was like, you know what, and it looked a little bit more plain. And when I started doing the backdrops the way I'm doing them now, I figured, you know what, flowers actually look better. I can do flowers or rosettes, or, you know, and it doesn't require that much like setting up. It is a lot of setting up, but not as hectic as it was with all the drapes. So carrying on, making sure they're all ironed and washed, and you know, that's a little bit more work. I mean, heads up to the people that do it. But I kind of like this type of way of backdrops that I'm doing now.
So like, have you ever had like a dinosaur theme and you pop up some origami and just lie to them, tell them it's pterodactyls instead of birds?
Not yet.
That's a good idea, guys.
Right? Not yet. But, you know, I've done airplanes. I just did a beautiful airplane with clouds and stuff not too long ago. It was like an old vintage. And I think that's kind of been like one of my favorite ones. It was a vintage airplane kind of look for one of my customers. And she's like pinup, you know, style. Okay. So she kind of went with that theme with the nice red.
Bombers, and
it turned out beautiful. I was actually very proud of myself with that.
So like, you're on top of having this business, you also offer classes, right? Like,
I do offer classes. A lot of people were messaging me and telling me, well, you know, how come you don't provide a class? And I said, okay, well, you know what, let me try it out. I would get a lot of people that say, you know what, it's kind of expensive. And I said, well, you know what, I am providing everything. I do provide all the cardstock. People don't understand. Each packet of cardstock costs about close to $5 each packet. And it takes 2 packages to actually do 1 flower, and sometimes more depending on how the person cuts and customizes their patterns. To me, less waste is better. You don't waste that much paper. You're actually saving more money. But I do provide the patterns. I do provide the customer with their own paper. I provide the glue. I provide all the glue guns, and I give them a lunch. And I do offer classes. I usually only take 10 people out of a class, because the bigger the group, the harder it is to dedicate maybe a one-on-one in case that person is having a little bit of trouble. I don't have a problem. A lot of people, I've gotten questions from other people when they ask me, well, aren't you like afraid they're going to steal your ideas? I mean, there's a lot of people out there doing it. I mean, to me, this is just, I mean, I'm not living off of it. I'm doing it because I like to do it.
Yeah.
And if I can help someone else make a little bit money or extra money on the side, I don't mind giving them, you know, hints and tricks of what I do. And that's part of what I've done in my classes. I do charge $50 a person for a class. It has to be paid in advance in order for them to take my paper flower class. And I don't not only teach them how to do the paper flower, but I teach them how to decorate their own backdrops, how to decorate walls, how to hang them. You know, I give them lots of hints and where do I buy my actual stuff and tools that I use for my own flowers. I mean, I share a lot of tips. So it's usually about a 3-hour class. And I haven't had any complaints so far.
So do you ever take like a protege or something like that, like your best student? Like, oh, come to one of my parties so I can show you how it's really done.
Okay.
I mean, like an intern type of deal, like they do the work for you. You just know, leave it to the left, leave it to the left. No?
No, actually, I haven't. You know what?
Good idea.
Who actually helps me out setting up is my husband. And I would say he's kind of like my biggest, besides myself, he's like my critic. Because he'll stand there and he'll tell me like, no, you need to flip this one around. You need to move it a little bit to the right or to the left. Or this one don't look here. Maybe if we move it here. And I'll just kind of stand back and don't say anything. Because to me, it's I like it that he's involved and he... You know, he'll be like, no, babe, maybe if you do this or maybe if you do that. And you know what? I like that. Yeah, I kind of, you know, cool. I don't take offense of it. I actually like it.
Cause, you take an interest. You know,
yeah, because most of the time he's right. He's actually right. He'll point out stuff that maybe I didn't, you know, I didn't catch.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Does he ever go like on your backdrop and tells you like, oh, you know what? Like, you should do this color instead of this color. No.
He'll give me advice. The funny thing about it is he will not help me cut, trace, or do anything. He'll tell me, like, babe, I'll help you with anything else. Just don't ask me to do this. He's like, because I see how the work it is. And he's like, no, I'll help you do anything else. But, and sometimes I'll have the girls or one of my good friends. She'll come. She always calls me. Do you need any help? And, you know, I'll help you go trace and stuff like that. And she does. She comes and sits down with me. We'll talk for hours. And next thing you know, she's helped me trace. I don't know how much stuff. And, you know, she helps me out. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, you get to bond. And at the same time, you get to, like, tackle one of your projects.
Yeah. You know? I've even asked one of my youngest daughter's boyfriend. He'll actually, like, oh, Vita, do you need help tracing? Yeah. Or do you need me to help or whatever? And he's actually helped me out.
That's cool. That's cool. Pretty much, maybe you could expand the business a little bit. You know?
Right, get the family involved instead.
Yeah, I mean, it usually works out. It brings the family together, but it also causes trouble. So
it does, because sometimes they see me coming with the paper and sharpened pencils. They'll be like, oh, man. They'll be like, not again. Oh,
you know what? I got something to do.
Yeah, they'll be like, Mom.
Can you just relax? Like, let us watch the game.
Yeah, they do. Like, Mom, we're watching a movie. Just come on, help me out. I'll be like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
So, like you mentioned earlier, that you were involved in the Wilmington and the community. Can you tell me a little bit how you were involved with your family?
Well, growing up, of course, most of us come from immigrant families, and my father's Mexican. My mom's side of the family, they're Jewish and German. We all grew up here in Wilmington. Growing up, my family was very involved, and they were part of the Wilmington Chamber, and they used to organize a lot of the parties at the Banning Park, like the Cinco de Mayos, and I'm talking like this was like in the 70s, and they were organized the first parades.
Okay.
And growing up, it was very nice. You know, we would have concerts. I'm sure this is way before your time.
Well, I didn't come here till like 90.
Yeah, exactly. So they would help organize. Like back then, they would actually bring like Bretton Woods to Banning and all these different famous, you know, artists to come and sing. Of course, once we got to the 90s and people started doing like shootings and drive-bys, and of course all of that ended.
Yeah.
My family has owned businesses here as well in Wilmington. Like I was mentioning earlier, they one of my uncles owned a TV shop, original TV shop right across the street from what used to be the original Mike Nerney's funeral home. As I grew up, I started working. My first job, one of my first jobs was working at the Wilmington Community Clinic, which I learned so much. And I actually met a couple of my best friends who are, we're still friends now.
Oh, wow, cool.
And this has been over 20-something years ago. And we got to actually learn and get involved a lot of the community. We would do a lot of health fairs, which they still do. They still do. I mean, the Wilmington community is very involved with the Hispanic community and low-income families. They help them out with health care and, you know, free mammograms, pap smears, birth control. They do all that. We had to learn everything. We had so many hats there. But you know what? It was hard, but it was good. That's it kind of gave me a good structure of what I wanted to do, and that's how I got into nursing.
So how's nursing treating you?
It's hard work. That's why not a lot of people do it.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm dabbling into trying to go into the nursing field, but it's too much science, man. It's way too much.
It's a lot of work, but then you know what? You actually have to love it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go in it for the money, no. I mean, you're going to get burned out, yeah. And you're not going to.
Like, I want to go. I mean, the human body interests me. And that's why I wanted to do it. And also, like, I mean, it's a safe, pretty much. I mean, there's always
it's a safe industry. Yeah, it's a safe industry. You know? You're never going to be without work.
But also, like, you're your worst, like, enemy, pretty much. Like, when your child is sick or your husband, boyfriend, like, parents are sick. Like, to know what's wrong with them and not be able to help them. Like, I could imagine
that's the worst feeling. That is the hardest. And you know what? You hit a good point, because that has been one of the hardest things to deal with. I mentioned earlier, I have a 30-year-old daughter who 2 years ago, almost three, had a stroke. Wow. For no reason. And she almost passed away.
Wow.
It's taking her 2 years to fully recover. And thank God, you know, she's, you know, walking, working, doing everything. But she's always going to have those long-term issues.
Yeah.
She didn't have any medical conditions prior to that. It could just happen to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, you can be walking down the street, and next thing you know, you have a blood clot, you die, and you have a stroke. So that was hard. And like you say, it's really hard to know the medical field, because you know what's going on, and there's not really much you can do.
Yeah.
But then again, you know what? I'm kind of glad that I did chose that industry, because I've been able to help and educate a lot of people. You know, and it's a tough industry to work in. You have to have, you know, you have to be focused 100%, because you're basically treating someone else's family member, child, mother, aunt, sister, brother. You know, you can't focus on yourself.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, guys, that's deep. I don't know, man. Like, right now, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm debating whether, because originally I went to school to be a teacher, but then I saw the work that you got to put in, like, that's pretty much the state. Like, if you work for like a public school, the state tells you what to teach.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm a rebel. I don't like people telling me what to do.
Oh god. Yeah, that's a big problem. A big problem.
And then I was like, well, you know, I've always had to. I wanted to be a doctor, but then I went the wrong path, and I chose love over school. And I know I'm a dummy, because I thought that was a thing to do at that point. But now I realize that, man, I should have just gone to school. But at the same time, I don't regret it. Because I wouldn't be here right now where I'm at, like, recording this podcast. I had to go through all that and realize that, you know, I made the wrong choice. But then right now I'm trying to, like, do the right thing and doing something I love. I mean, that's right. Why I started this, because I feel like I'm an entertaining person, you know? And I feel like I mean, I have a good heart, and people kind of see that, like, oh, you know what, he means well, even though he doesn't, he can't apply himself the right way, he means well, so let's give him a shot.
There you go.
You know, but yeah, but then I wanted to do nursing, and then right now I'm like, I'm only like 3 classes away to be able to like apply for that nursing program. But it's taking me a long time because
it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
It's a lot of science and memorizing.
It's a lot of science, a lot of chemistry, a lot of math. And one of the things I understood, it was never too late. I mean, I didn't go back to school when I was young. I was, I think, 31, I think, when I went back. And so it was hard. You know, yeah. I do recommend people, you know, If you listen to your parents, yeah. We all listen to our parents when yeah. they should have told us, hey, don't do this, don't do that. You know, we would have probably been in a different situation. Yeah. But I did go back to school when I had 5 kids. And that was the hardest thing that I kind of challenged myself to the breaking point. But you know what? I did it.
That's good.
And I think that's kind of been the reason why I've kind of was a little bit tougher on my own kids. And I said, you know what? There's nothing you cannot do. And there's not a reason you can't do it. Because if I did it, and I had 5 of you, then what's your excuse?
Yeah. Wow. Come on, guys. If you only have 1 child, what's your excuse?
You exactly. Five. Come you on. Know, we have time to do get a Starbucks. We have yeah. time to do other stuff.
That's
but,
what I said. That's you know, like
time have, flies. Yeah. Time flies.
You have time to go party. You got time to buy those Jordans, but you can't. You don't have time to, you know, at least further your education. Like, there's something wrong right there, you know?
I think nowadays in the new generation, what I've seen is we are wasting so much time, you know, on Facebook, on Instagram. You know, people, yeah, there's people that are actually using it for a benefit. Like myself, I'm trying to sell stuff, you yeah. know? But I know people that spend hours on it, you know? And what are you really getting back from it?
Yeah.
So you kind of have to think about it, you know? We have to apply ourselves, think about a future. Times have changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really got to think about our future nowadays, especially with everything that's going on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think we're going to leave it at that, a positive note. Before we start playing the game, like, why don't you tell people where they can find you, your social media stuff?
Sure. You guys can always reach me at, I'm on Instagram at Dehonor _ paper flowers and more. I also have a Facebook, which is called also Dehonor paper flowers and more. You can hit me up on my email. It's dehonor@yahoo.com and send me a message and I'll be happy to book your next event. Okay. I work with any type of budget, small or big.
There you go, guys. Well, you know what I don't even know if the MLB playoffs are going to be by the time I release this episode. But if they are, there you go. You know, she works with any team. So the playoffs. Hopefully the Dodgers. I'm not even like a big baseball fan, but I know a lot of
I've
you
been
guys,
getting a lot of Dodger requests.
So you know, a lot of Dodgers. I mean, she's getting requests, so she's probably gonna have the flowers made with the Dodgers symbols.
There you
go.
There you go.
So it all works out.
Go Dodgers.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, here comes, you know, besides talking to her, this is my other favorite part of the show where I get to play a game. So for the new listeners, for the people that just came to hear her speak, which are probably going to tune me out after I give my plugs, but it's all good. As long as she gets some business, that's all that matters.
Thank you, Angel, again.
So the game that I like to play is called Sevens for the new listeners, like I mentioned.
Uh-oh.
Sevens is pretty much like the pyramid game or like heads up, except that I'm giving her the clues and she doesn't get to see my phone, all right? So the way it works... So I'm just giving her clues, and she has to pretty much guess. It's a trivia game. She has 7 seconds to answer 7 questions.
Oh no, God.
She has 7 seconds to answer each question. There's 7 questions. That's why the game's called Sevens. So the highest possible score you could possibly get is 49. Every second is a point, pretty much.
Uh-oh.
And the whole thing, why I have this game is because at the end of the year, I'm going to give my guest with the highest score, I'm going to give him something. Either it was going to be a hat, but like I mentioned before, I don't have any more hats. I'm working on getting new hats. Maybe I'll give him a sticker, but I already gave her one, so I don't think she would need more stickers. So, but the other option is I'm going to give him a fat head of myself, give him the thumbs up as inspiration.
I can put a flower on your head.
There you go. It all works out. But I don't think people are gonna be too inspired, you know, to have parties with my face. But hey,
you never know.
Maybe you could put a mask on top of it, you know, Halloween.
We can dress it up as seasons. There you go. Hey, Easter will put ear rabbits on yours. There you go. Halloween could put a mask on you.
You could put like for Dia de los Muertos. You could put a skull mask on. So now it all works out, guys. I'm here to help.
I'm not good with trivia, but hey, I'm willing to try.
Use me as a tool if you need to.
There you go.
So the topics are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, and their corresponding music, stand-up, superheroes, movies, action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, hockey. Okay, like I've been telling pretty much my previous guests, go for something that I'm going to be good at because it all depends on how good I give you the clues on your score. So we're going to do the best of two. So earlier you mentioned you want to do general. Do you want to keep doing general? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're lucky because this happens to be one of my best.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I think I might have burned myself there by saying that. Hopefully I didn't. All right. So we're going to start. What's this?
Nose.
When you're hungry, you
eat.
They're in aerospace. They're the ones that send us like
TV. Astronaut.
No, the
satellite.
When you're famous, you're the opposite of unpopular.
Movie star. Popular.
No, yeah. He's the smartest man of all time. A genius.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah. They're the reason why we have so many trees because they forget to when they bury the nuts, they forget them. They live on trees. Never mind. When you go to school, you're a not the teacher, but a
student.
All right. 21.
Ooh. 21.
So the high score is 24. Ugh. You're shy by 3 points, but you get another shot. So do you want to change the category or do you want to keep the same one?
Same one.
All right. It's the pressure, guys. It's getting to me.
Oh my God.
The pressure. Tiger Woods. He's a golf player. Yeah. When you're the opposite of a teacher at school,
you're a student.
Yeah. It's a material. A shirt material is very soft. It's very soft.
Cotton.
No, so, another one. Yeah. You need to eat your vegetables and the beginning of that sentence. Your blank and vegetables.
Meat.
Fruit. It's made out of cow. It's a material. You use it for jackets.
Leather.
It's in France. What's the
Eiffel Tower?
No, the main place in France. It's where the Eiffel Tower is at. Oh. It's what Eve chewed on the
apple.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think I messed up a couple of times, but you got 17.
Oh, dang.
All right.
Can we put the total together?
No, everybody wants to do that, but no, it's the high score. You got 21. I'm sorry. That's okay. I feel like the first half I did okay, and then the second half,
yeah,
just crashed and burned a little bit. All right. Well, you know, it's time for my plugs. All right. This is where you can find me at you can find me at LetMeKnowPod on Instagram and Facebook. If you want to send me an email, maybe you want to be a part of the show. Maybe you have a segment in between you hear songs. If you want maybe your song featured on the show, send it to me at LetMeKnowPod@gmail.com. Also, if you want, I have stickers now. So if you would like a sticker, just send me a DM, slide into my DM and get a sticker. Just tell me where you want it and I'll send it right to you. Other than that, I just want to thank you guys. You know, you guys are the best. I want to thank you for the support you guys have given me. But if you could subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on SoundCloud, and maybe share with one of your friends, I would really appreciate it. Well, I spoke a lot, and pretty much I know she wants to get back to her flowers. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. All right, guys. Till next time, I love you guys. Bye.